Welcome to the Lost Dot Podcast and the fourth edition of the Trans-Pyrenees Race, supported by our race partners, Pedaled, Tailfin, Komoot, and Peak Design. It's day 9 and we're well into the final 24 hours of TPR number 4. There are just a handful of riders still out on the road, pushing forwards to try and reach the finish line before the general classification cutoff point at midnight. For those who can make it before the evening sets in, the finishers party awaits. Race coordinator, David Eyre.
The team is down at the finish line here at Eat Sleep Cycle in Girona while we're waiting for the final few riders to return. Before the finish party this evening, we've got another 8 riders or so who look like they are in with a fighting chance of making the general classification cutoff this evening. So really looking forward to congratulating them on their ride and to welcoming them to the kind of atmosphere that we've got down here. It's been both a short time and a long time since the race started, and lots of stories that have emerged in that time. Obviously the win for Robin Gempola, winner of TCR number 10 earlier this year, and following that up immediately with a victory here at TPR number 4 as well. It'll be really interesting to see what Robin does next from the conversations that we had with him here at the finish. We've also had some really lovely moments here as well. So Leila Sabuti, who unfortunately had to scratch from the race after a crash, has been sketching out her favourite memories from the race and hanging around the finish and being a part of all of the kind of nice conversations as well, and to see, I suppose, like the race inspire that kind of level of creativity from someone as well, not just the kind of passion for bike racing but also a means of expressing the experience in like new and different ways is really nice to see, and I'm looking forward to seeing some of the kind of the finished article from that work as well.
Time to hear from some of the riders as they arrive at the finish line. Ben Wormold, Cap 29.
When I got to the top of the climb, the L Angels climb, yeah, it was like, oh, well, it's downhill from here, so it was done. It was really beautiful, sun was out, it was just lovely.
And what were you thinking about? Were you reflecting on the race and what it means
to you? Yeah, just reflecting on the whole race and kind of like how much it meant to me, and I didn't really realise how much it actually meant to me, I don't think, but yeah, it's great. I was trying to think back of the last 8-9 days, and it's just, I can't believe I've been on a bike for that long. I'm glad I'm here.
Well done. Great ride. What's your final time then?
8 days, 5 hours and 33 minutes apparently. Lovely. Tonight I'm having a little bath and having a holiday for a week, which is going to be great. I'm not even going to look at my bike, so.
At the start line, Esther Lloyd, Cap 68, described herself as a rookie. But in a race where most riders scratched, here she is at the finish, having put in a consistent, impressive performance. That's despite, apparently, experiencing the 7 stages of grief in the process.
Which stage of grief are you currently in?
I think I'm in denial. I've gone backwards. I've regressed. I feels real.
You can't believe it yet.
No.
It'll take a while to sink in.
Yeah. So much happens over a course of 8 days.
You've been consistently like self-deprecating, but like way out of context of how well you've been doing. So you've been really smashing it.
And thanks.
It's super impressive. It's impressive anyway. But for a total rookie, it's like it's really good.
Learned so much though. Yeah. Like, and even when I planned out all the days, I knew day 1 I would be absolutely fine with. Like, I can plan out 24 hours and I know I can stick to that. Day 2, yes, and then every day after that, I put massive buffers in.
Yeah.
So I knew so much would go wrong, and the more tired you get, the more just everything.
Yeah.
Falls out the window.
So much weather to contend with.
Oh, we had everything.
As always, our team of volunteers have played an integral part at this year's Trans-Pyrenees race. Just Letip describes his volunteering experience, having previously taken part in the race itself.
It's been amazing. It's always great to hear the stories of races. It's great to hear the different like varieties of races amongst their strategies, their stories, the smells, you know, everything about it is quite exciting, you know.
What kind of atmosphere or experience are you trying to give the riders when they come in?
I don't know, just a little joke and like some enthusiasm in it, you know, when you race your bike. And most people have been alone for a week, which is like super long time. To just be able to speak to someone is quite good, I think. So yeah, I think that's most of it.
And you've got experience of getting to a finish line yourself, so I guess you're using that experience of what it's like to try and give these guys what they need.
Yeah, I think so. So I've raced this last year, so I kind of know what people have went through, I guess. But I also realize everyone is completely different, right? So there's people that really need a word. There's also people that are just confused and just want to be left alone for a bit. So like, it's sort of trying to feel what people need or want at that point.
Is it nice to have both experiences for you of racing and then being on this side? You get to see the whole thing in its entirety.
Yeah, it's always exciting to be involved, I think. It's exciting because I know what it's like. The community is always amazing. The race is always amazing. There's super nice stories around it. So, like, really love to be involved in any way. So I love to race or volunteer equally. I think it's all really good.
In contrast to previous editions of TPR, the weather this year has changed dramatically from day to day, and that's made life pretty difficult for many riders.
The weather obviously provided some significant challenges for our riders this year, with snow and ice on top of the Tourmalet on day one, through to torrential rain seeing in some riders in the past couple of days. While previous editions have been blessed with good weather, hardly any wind, and riders enjoying a fairly untroubled double traverse across the Pyrenees, this year has been a lot more challenging. That's unfortunately resulted in a higher scratch rate than we've experienced on previous editions of TPR as well. But I think, the fact that the temperatures were so low, the fact that the conditions were making what is already a very difficult race even more difficult, has definitely played out overall.
Pierre Vincent Benvenuto, Cap 20, rolls into Girona to successfully complete his TPR journey.
It's my first experience, and for me it's incredible to do this, so I'm really proud. I didn't expect I was able to leave this, yeah, really. And the climb were difficult, but that's not the hardest. The hardest is to not sleep, to miss family, all that. And yes, I'm really exhausted.
Who was it you missed at home?
My children. Yeah, they were on my cockpit with my wife. They gave me force all the time. Yeah.
It's you who's got the photo on your handlebars.
Yeah.
Can you describe what we're looking at?
My little baby Arthur, my daughter Alice, and my wife Bertie. If they weren't here, I think I couldn't finish the race. Yeah.
And when are you going to see them?
Tomorrow. Yeah. I miss them a lot.
Cap 77, James Illman, is the latest rider to roll into Girona.
What was going through your head when you were coming down the final kind of stretch into Girona?
Just glad that I'm not going to have to ride my bike anymore in a bit, because my backside really hurts. No, I think I really was just thinking, it's just such a relief to just not have to keep moving. And then it's funny, isn't it? After a few days, you start to miss it. But right now, it's just a relief.
Is this your bike here?
Yeah.
Is that a little Michael sticker on there?
It is, yeah.
Oh, can you talk me, just describe that?
Well, I never met Mike, sadly. I got into this after he'd passed away. But someone, the first TCR I did, I obviously knew of him. First TCR I did, someone gave me a load of stickers, and so every race bike I have,
yeah,
I put a sticker on it if it's done a race, and that's actually been on that for, that's done two TCRs and a TPR, that bike, so the sticker's starting to peel, but it's still there.
Oh, Mike could be proud of that kind of heritage, wouldn't it, that performance?
Yeah, I mean, this is going to sound really cheesy, but I can't remember if it was his mum or someone, but in a eulogy or something, said, you know, if you're ever struggling and you feel like a wind at your back or something, you know, think of Mike. And sometimes when I'm struggling, I look down and sort of, you know, look at that and pushes me on a bit.
Yeah.
But it's sad because I never knew the guy, so unfortunately.
I think that's the same for a lot of us. I never met him, but you know, he's such a big part of the whole culture of the thing that we do and the sort of mythology of it. And he embodies a whole ethos, doesn't he, that everybody understands. And it's cool that can be summed up in just a little sticker like that with his face on and be more Mike. Everyone just knows what that means.
You do see those around. I don't know who got them made originally, but I've only got two left, so I need to get some more made.
Either that'll stop buying bikes.
Or that, yeah.
Daniel Zontag, Cap 71.
Hang on, you've got a little plastic bag with a tiny bit of paper with a drawing on it. Can you tell me what this is?
Yeah, it says, we really love you, Daddy. Sweet dreams. And the thing is, the last morning when I started my travel, I just opened my closet where my stuff are, and for if I leave something at home, and this fell out, and I didn't see this since 2 years.
No way.
And I was like, this was the only thing I needed, so
wow.
I put it away, and
that's amazing.
Yeah, I started my journey.
That's so cool. And how many times have you been looking at that in the moments where it becomes tough and you need a bit of a boost?
Every time I took out my wallet, because it was in it.
Yeah.
It was until now, so. Yeah, only after the rain I put it in the other bag because it got a little messy then.
How does it feel to reach the finish?
Ah, wonderful. This last descent was beautiful. I really loved it.
You've got it at a good time when the sun's going down.
Yeah.
And then you've arrived just before the party starts.
Yeah.
You've nailed it.
Yeah, I really enjoyed this. The whole thing, I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
There were some down parts, but they were always short.
Do you have any real highlights that you can remember that stick out?
Not yet.
No. You need to take some time to process it.
Yeah. I love the whole thing. The raid parkours is wonderful. It was my best week, so I think I really loved it.
Evening on day 9, and Sophia Atwood-Appley, Cap 63, manages to finish her race just in time for the start of the finishers party.
My friends have been telling me that people have scratched and things, but I haven't really been focusing on that. I'm just focusing on myself, which I normally do. I'm going to, you know my bike logo, the Lucidity, I'm going to get a matching tattoo now I know that she's trusty.
What's Lucidity? Is that not the model, is it?
No. So, well...
Is that its name?
Because it's a custom frame, I asked if I could choose a custom name for it.
Cool.
So it's called...
I did see that.
Yeah. So it's called Sonder Lucidity, after my favourite song, which is called Silent Lucidity. And to me, the song is about... It's the feeling when you're riding through the night and you're in this, you've entered this complete other stratosphere, this other world, and you're alone and you almost feel like you want to give up, but there's in the back of your mind that you know there's someone with you, and it's not anyone in particular, it's not like a friend, it feels like a friend, but it's your bike with you through the night. If anybody can be asked to listen to the song, and think of that, you will get that.
Who's it by?
Queensryche.
Nice. And are you going to get the tattoo in the same style?
I'm going to get it in the same style, yeah. So now I know, you know, what my bike is capable of. You know, and now I know that we are compatible in every way.
The finishers party is always a key goal for those who want to be there at the finish to celebrate with their fellow riders. It's also an opportunity for the Lost Dot team to say a few thank yous, give out some special prizes to a select handful of riders, and officially mark the end of the race.
Thank you so much to everyone for being here, for racing, for coming and supporting your loved ones.
It's been really great to hear from all of you and get to know you over the last week and see what a great time you've been having. Thanks very much for being here.
With the party in full swing, there is still one rider left with a chance of traversing the final parkour and making it to the finish before the end of the night. That rider is Paul Williams, Cap 84, and at 10:20 p.m. he does indeed arrive to join the rest of the riders in Girona.
How does it feel to finish?
It feels really strange because for the last 9 days I've just been focusing on finishing. And all day today I've just wanted to get off the bike. and to finally be here, it just feels like it's like walking into a dream. I've just been determined. I haven't been fast, but I've ridden long days, and I've allowed myself I've always kept the possibility of being able to finish by the end. It's hard, but it's supposed to be hard. I mean, it's there's nothing in the advert for this that says it's going to be easy, and it's the ultimate challenge. This is an amazing thing to for resilience, perseverance, for the amount of planning that you need to do, for the trying to push the boundaries of the possible, and it is no shame trying something like this and failing, but it's an enormous achievement if you manage to get over the line. So I think normal people can do stuff like this with good training, good planning, and you learn from it. You test yourself, and you either succeed with grace, or you fail with grace.
And that's it for the fourth edition of the Trans-Pyrenees race. A huge congratulations again to Robin Gemperla for becoming the first rider to win both the Transcontinental race and the Trans-Pyrenees race in the same year. And to Fiona Kolbinger too, who continues to inspire all riders and was the fastest woman to complete TPR number 4. These magical, majestic mountains have once again provided the perfect backdrop for so many individual, personal stories to unfold. But as the celebrations in Girona continue, and our riders swap stories about cols, climbs, and changing climates, perhaps the narrative that binds these stories is one of community, of a great adventure shared. You can read Stuart's final race report from the road on the Lost Dot website and go back through all our updates across all our social media channels. Thanks to our race partners, Pedaled, Tailfin, Komoot, and Peak Design.